G'day, Moffy here from Triple M. Over the last couple of weeks, we've been delving into the issues around the England's Road facility and that terrible odour that everyone's been smelling. Well, we've been in touch with the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority. We've spoken to the CEO of the EPA. We've spoken to council. We've spoken to, well, actually, no, Biomass haven't returned our phone calls. And we've spoken to locals as well around the area about the effects that it's having on their lifestyle. What we can tell you at this stage is that both the council and Biomass were due to have reports back to the EPA by the end of last month, by the end of May. Those reports are in, and a statement this afternoon from the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority to Triple M says the EPA is reviewing final odour reports from both Coffs Harbour City Council and Biomass as part of their investigations into the odour issue in the vicinity of the England's Road, North Bowambie Valley area. What we can reveal to you this afternoon, according to the statement from the EPA, they say that council recently advised the EPA that its independent industry expert has identified the landfill as the likely source of the main odour. To help mitigate the issue, council has since reduced the size of the active area of their landfill and added additional capping to help seal in any odours. The statement continues to say the EPA is preparing further regulatory action to require council to take additional steps to reduce the odour. The EPA's daily surveys are showing a general reduction in offensive odours in the area, but they note that there are still some times where the odour is significant. So, revealing this afternoon a statement from the New South Wales EPA that Coffs Harbour City Council recently advised the EPA that its independent industry expert had identified the landfill as its likely source of the main odour. We've written to Coffs Harbour City Council's General Manager Steve McGrath this afternoon to seek a response to this information from the EPA and see what they say. We'll let you know the latest tomorrow morning on Triple M.